in 2 Samuel chapter 13, we are seeing that Amnon is full of lust. But oftentimes sin doesn't come to us with the name tag of sin. It comes wearing some other name. We see it for what it is right now on the pages of Scripture. But how easily do we excuse sin in our own lives and others' sin by using false labels? How often do we excuse young men of their laxness by calling it adolescence? How often do we excuse a young man's mischievousness by saying, well, boys will be boys? How often do we excuse someone's greed and stinginess by calling it prudent or thrifty? How often do we try to lessen adultery by saying that someone just fell in love? You see what I mean? We easily mislabel sin because we don't want to see what we are doing or what someone else is doing as sin. And therein lies the lie, the treachery, the deceitfulness. And this is why it's so important the counsel we keep and we guard from whom we take advice. We're introduced to a new character in this text named Jonadab. And Jonadab noticed Amnon's misery, and he leapt at the chance to get some type of advantage, some type of leverage, some favor in his pocket to cash in at a later point in time. And he's going to mislabel Amnon's sin. So be careful of the ones who tell you what you already want to hear, who mislabel sin for you, who are unwilling to lay before you the full effects that your sin will cause. As you pray today, please remember Brandon and Brittany Lingle and their family, our missionaries in Thailand. And also remember the Doluo Lifeword broadcast that's heard throughout Kenya and Tanzania.